How to raise kids for successful careers. I mean, for years, kids have been told it's all about education and that'll help. I'm sure, I know it still does, but it's not all about the smarts. And to be successful in your career, when you sent the information about today's subject matter, I took some notes yesterday. What I think, I could be totally wrong, but something that I think our mother instilled in all the 11 kids, good work ethic, effort, emotional connection. Don't be afraid of failure. My mom used to say that all the time. And be a role model to your kids on how you do things. Is that fair?
That is fair. And she hit what it is all about. And so how often have you been told by a parent, oh, my child is so smart? Lots, right? Like that seems to be
every parent.
Earlier
every
this
parent.
Morning, this mom was telling me about her daughter.
You know how clever she is, right?
Yeah. Does that count?
It is because people focus on that because that seems to be the golden ticket to success. Oh, my child is so smart.
Yeah.
But it's not the only ticket. The stuff your mom talked about is so true. I would like, through this conversation, to change what people focus on from my child's so smart, because that's also quite subjective, mm-hmm. to my child is emotionally stable. That is what is, since I just used that word, the golden ticket to success. A 12-year Harvard and University of Illinois study found that emotional stability, not IQ, not drive or ambition, not even formal schooling, is the strongest predictor of long-term career success. So that study tracked people for more than a decade and found that emotional stability, it predicted higher income, greater job satisfaction, and lower burnout.
Oh, that's really interesting, Dr. Julia. So I guess now I know exactly where to focus on with Diana. So let's start simple, and we start from the top. What exactly does emotional stability mean?
Well, in psychology, emotional stability refers to someone's ability to regulate emotions, stay calm under pressure, and recover from setbacks. So it really is, Sean, everything that your mom kind of broke down there. Mm-hmm. So it's not about suppressing feelings or pretending everything is fine. That's not necessarily emotional stability. It's about being grounded, adaptable, and self-aware. So the study defines it as low neuroticism paired with high resilience. So to clarify, neuroticism, they're talking about a person's tendency to experience negative emotions more intensely and more frequently than others. So think of someone who's neurotic that you work with. Things are like a big deal. And people who demonstrate low neuroticism and high resilience, they're the opposite of that. Things are not a big deal. They might feel the emotion, they might say how they feel, but they're better able at to manage uncertainty. They are motivated and they build healthy work relationships over time. It's hard to do that when someone is dysregulated, when they are upset. They go from being okay to angry. There's just not that stability and it's hard.
So why does it matter then more than IQ or ambition?
So listeners, like, consider your own workplaces. Those colleagues who have emotional stability, they're just much easier to work with and they have better presence on a team. So emotional stability influences nearly every aspect of how people perform and whether they progress. So it doesn't have to be just at work. It can be everywhere that you feel more success in your relationships. When someone feels steady under stress, they're better able to make clear decisions. They have good judgment. They communicate more effectively and they stay consistent even when there's situational changes. So IQ, how smart you are, might get you in the door, but emotional stability determines whether you're going to thrive when you're there, because people get to know you. So it predicts your persistence, your cooperation, your leadership, your long-term growth, all of those things. If you're someone who wants to advance in your career, you need this.
So true. It is.
It is.
It is true.
It's bang on.